If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games, and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV, and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. Alex Dunn here. Just going to have a quick look ahead to the last 16 games in the Australian Open. Well, at least one of them. I'm recording this on early on Sunday morning, actually. So just before Andy Murray against Grigor Dimitrov is about to start. But I'm going to have a look ahead to Stan Wawrinka against Guillermo Garcia Lopez. This one coming up Sunday night, Monday morning, if you like, around about 2:15. And it should be a really, really interesting game. Wawrinka at 1-9, Garcia Lopez at 11-2, bidding to get into the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. And as I said, Wawrinka at 1-9 is, in my opinion, a little bit short. You've got Wawrinka currently weighing in at 4 in the world, coming up against Garcia Lopez at 37. But if you look at their form so far in this tournament, I think Garcia Lopez has done brilliantly well to get this far. Granted, you would have expected him to sort of reach the last 32. That's that, you know, that's not a miracle. But he was really good against Vasek Pospisil. And I know Pospisil's had a few injury problems. But the fact that he could beat him in straight sets says something about the frame of mind and the form that Garcia Lopez is in at the minute. That's not to say Wawrinka's in bad form, because he certainly isn't. You look at his recent form, well, the three games he's played at the Australian Open, he's won in straight sets against Ilhan Kopil and Niemenen. Again, players that you'd expect him to beat and probably expect to beat in straight sets, but Wawrinka does have a habit every now and again of chucking in a bad game or a bad set. He's managed to keep them, you know, to a minimum so far, and nobody can hit the ball quite as hard as he can, and that power, you know, players have really struggled with. Now, coming up against Garcia Lopez is a bit of a different test, and it's not a test that he's especially enjoyed in some previous sort of matchups they've had. It's 3-3 on the head-to-heads. Crucially, the three wins for Garcia Lopez all came on clay. That is a huge factor. He's best on clay. It suits his game more. And more importantly, does not suit Stan Wawrinka's game. But would you want to be backing someone at 1-9 when you've got a 3-all head-to-head? Probably not. That's not to say that I don't think Wawrinka will win. Because as I said, he's not dropped a set. And you look at the tournament that he played before he came to Australia in Chennai. And he hasn't dropped a set there either. So he's currently on a 7-game streak, if you like, of straight set victories. And that is hard to get away from. If you think that Wawrinka can do that again, it's 8-11 for him to win from 3 sets to love, which at 8-11, you can begin to be getting a little bit tempted. But I think Garcia Lopez nicks a set here. So Wawrinka 3-1 at 13-5, you're thinking that's a solid price. Similarly, number of sets in the match, 3 sets, 8-15, 4 sets, 2-1. I couldn't back there to only be 3 sets here. I really couldn't. Garcia Lopez, just to win a set, is even money. And I think that's the way that I'll go with this. You can also back him not to win a set if you are interested in that, if you think Wawrinka's going to wipe the floor with him. Of course, that's also 8-11, as is the straight sets price. But Garcia Lopez, just to win a set at even money, I think has to be a play here. As I said, the head-to-head is important in tennis, more so in tennis than any other sport, because you can sort of look back and go, well, this happened because of this, and you can learn. And unlike, say, in football, where teams will change, players, you know, as single players, if you like, are very, very much, they know who they're coming up against, and they know how to alter their game to win. I think Garcia Lopez is madly overpriced here. I really do. I'm not saying he's going to win, because at 11-2, I think that's pretty fanciful. But he can certainly trouble Wawrinka. And I think, in all honesty, is good value to nick a set. So, again, not cribbing Wawrinka at all. And if he gets through against Garcia Lopez, which I must say I expect him to, just not quite as comfortably as he's being made out. In the quarterfinals, that would leave him with a game against either David Ferrer or Kai Nishikori. That game coming up just after Wawrinka against Garcia Lopez. Again, you'd expect that Ferrer against Nishikori would probably go the distance, or it's certainly going to be a pretty grueling game. So if Wawrinka can win with a minimum of fuss, whether he drops a set or not, you'd expect him to be going into the quarters a little bit fresher than either Ferrer or Nishikori. That's going to be a real slog, that one. They are two players that enjoy long rallies, are known for their sort of durability, that their ability to stick in there. Just for the record, Ferrer 8-5, Nishikori 4-9 in that one. But five sets is 9-4. That looks a solid play in that one, because I think that will go the distance. I think Nishikori might just edge it. Nishikori 3-2 at 5-1. That doesn't look too bad. But if it does get, I mean, I'm looking ahead there to quarterfinals when we haven't got the last 16 out of the way yet. But I think Garcia Lopez is overpriced. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm not going to take him to win. I'm simply going to take him to win a set at even money. That is my best bet for the Australian Open on Monday morning.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.